I'd like to welcome Shi Chen, who's a MS student in the Department of Food, Nutrition, and Packaging Sciences at Clemson University. She co-authored a series of 30 fact sheets which focused on food handling, hygiene, and sanitation practices and were developed for food safety and public health professionals who work with child care providers. Her work now focuses on public health communication, food safety, human norovirus, children's environmental health, and hand hygiene in institutional settings. And
thank you, Jennifer. Good morning, everyone. My name is Shi Chen. Today, I'm presenting our results of an observation study in child care facilities in North and South Carolina. This is a collaborative study between Clemson University and RTI International. We don't have any relationship to disclose. So first, I would like to talk about the rationale behind the study. In 2003, the CDC estimated the impact of GI illness in child care facilities. GI illness cost 1.5 million outpatient visits, 200,000 hospitalizations, and 300 deaths in U.S. children. So the GI illness can be transmitted from air, food, water, or between persons. So let's take a look at what happens in the U.S. child care environment. From 1998 to 2010, according to CDC Foodborne Outbreak Database, there were 51 foodborne outbreaks occurred in child care environments, causing about 2,000 foodborne illness cases and 82 hospitalizations. Children who attend child care facilities compared to children who are taken in their own home are at higher risk of contracting GI illness because they share objects in classrooms, such as toys. Also, they have frequent physical contacts with child care providers or with other children because they play with each other, and their inadequate hygiene practices, such as they don't wash their hands after toileting, or the inadequate hygiene practices of child care providers may increase the risk of contracting GI illness in these children. So the goal of the study is to identify potential risk factors of the spreading of enteric pathogens in child care environment. To achieve our goal, we categorized hand washing practices and diaper changing practices of child care providers, as well as described potential cross-contamination after non-compliant hand washing. As well, we categorized hand touched events by these child care providers and to conduct classroom audits to see the designs of in these classrooms. So in our study, we used direct observation and floor plan sketch. A convenient sampling strategy was used to recruit our facility. A facility to be included in this study, a facility must have been in operation for at least 1 year, enrolled at least 3 toddlers and infant. They also need to serve lunch and snacks every day, but those facilities who only provide drop-in services or only provide services to children with special needs will be excluded from this study. So we conduct observations on each child on one child care provider in one classroom for a 45 minutes. We used audio to record their hand washing practices, diaper changing practices, and also to record the potential cross contamination in their hand touched events. Hand washing practices in our study was defined as an attempt when a child care provider turned on the faucet, and a diaper changing event was defined as when a child care provider was changing diapers for children. Also, the hand-touched events was defined as an interaction between one child care provider's hands with the environmental surfaces or the children's hands. So the cross-contamination events was defined as the potential transmission of enteric pathogens after a child care provider's non-compliant hand washing. So to evaluate the quality of their hand washing practices, we refer to the CDC hand washing guidelines. These guidelines, they require people to use soap to conduct their hand washing. Also, they need to rinse their hands under running water for at least 15 seconds. They need to use approved device to dry their hands, such as paper towel or air dry device. To be specific, we also refer to the North and South Carolina state regulations on hand washing for child care providers, such as a child care provider should wash their hands before handling food, after diapering, wiping nose, or handling bodily fluids. To evaluate the quality of their diaper changing practices, we refer to the CDC diaper changing guidelines. This guideline requires a child care provider should wear gloves when they are changing diapers for children. They also need to wash hands after diapering and clean and sanitize the diaper changing table. We use a grid, as shown on the slide, to conduct a classroom audit. In this audit, we need to indicate the location and the number of classroom equipment. For example, we record, we indicate where those hand washing sinks were in the classroom, and also we record the number of hand washing sinks in one classroom. And for hand washing sinks especially, we also indicated was this hand washing sinks for child care providers or for children. We conduct a descriptive analysis on all our data to calculate the frequency of each valid case. So now let's take a look what we found from our study. There were 37 facilities, including 51 classrooms, participate in this study. From our observation, there were 34 diaper changing events occurred. As we mentioned before, the CDC diaper changing practices was used to evaluate the quality of these practices. So we found 97% of these events were not compliant with the guideline. Most of the this was because most of diaper child care providers did not use disposable sheets when on the diaper changing surfaces. So now let's take a close look at how compliant they are on their diaper changing practices. This figure show us the compliance rate of their diaper changing practices. As we can see, there are five bars has pretty high percentage of compliance, but the very low compliance rate we observed in this one is only about 9% of childcare providers use disposable sheets on diaper changing surfaces. This attributed to the low compliance rate of diaper changing practices that we observed. As to other practices, for example, about 88% of childcare providers wash their hands after changing diaper. So how well they wash their hands? Let's look at the quality of their hand washing practices. So from our observation, there were 142 hand wash events occurred. 82 were required by state regulations, but 58% of these events were not compliant with the state regulations. As well, we observed there were 23 hand wash events required by state regulations did not occur. This means there were 23 indications when a childcare provider should wash their hands, but they didn't. So the overall non-compliance rate of their hand washing practices was 60%. Among this 90 non-compliant hand washing, 57 may cause cross-contamination. For example, a childcare provider touched food or children's hands after her non-compliant hand washing. This may increase the risk of their transmission of enteric pathogen from their hands. So let's take a look at the compliance of their hand washing practices. About 91% of childcare providers use paper towel to dry their hands. But as we can see from here, only 61% of childcare providers use soap when they're washing hands. This may tell us there's a need to improve their practices by using soap to wash your hands. The overall compliance rate was very low, obviously only 3.5%. This was mainly attributed to the other factor, which is only 3.5% of childcare providers rinse their hands under running water for at least 15 seconds. After their non-compliance hand washing, if they touch some environmental surfaces or children's hands, cross-contamination may occur. So this is the first study to, on the hand-touched events on child care providers. About 10,000 hand-touched events occurred during our observation. So there are three categories of surfaces, which are non-porous surfaces, such as food contact surfaces or hard surface toys, and porous surfaces, such as children's clothes and skin. All these hand-touched events have the highest frequency or in the toddler room. And let's see what surfaces exactly these child care providers touched. This is a kind of crowded figure, I know, but I want to point out three numbers. For porous surfaces, we observed that children's clothes were the most frequently touched porous surfaces. Child care providers touched them about 34 times per observation. As to non-porous surfaces, there were the most frequently touched surfaces were food contact surfaces. They were touched 18 times per observation. And children's hands were the most frequently touched skin, 9 times per observation. Why we need to know what surface exactly were touched? Because they might give us an idea of what environmental surfaces in a child care facility should be clean and sanitized more frequently than other surfaces, and also can give child care providers the idea of why they should wash their hands properly. So from our classroom audit, we found over 55% of classrooms have hand washing sinks or trash cans adjacent to diaper changing areas. This is important because the accessibility of hand washing sinks or trash cans can affect the performance of child care providers in hand washing and diaper changing. And the other one is we observed that diaper changing area, only 68% of these classrooms have their diaper changing area not directly adjacent to an eating area. This is also important because if a diaper changing area is closed or not separated from a food preparation area, this may increase the risk of the transmission of pathogens and cause foodborne illness. So what we can conclude from our study? First, the child care providers did not use disposable sheets on diaper changing surfaces. The use of disposable sheets can minimize the chances of children's hands or feet contaminated by the dirty diaper changing surfaces, and also it'll be easy for child care providers to clean the diaper changing table. As well, we observed a low compliance hand washing among these child care providers, which were mainly attributed to their rinsing hands under running water for less than 15 seconds and not using soap to conduct hand washing. Therefore, as a result, cross-contamination may occur after their non-compliant hand washing. Especially when they frequently touched food contact surfaces or children's hands, this may even more increase the rates of the transmission of enteric pathogens. So less than 31 facilities had hand washing sinks or trash cans adjacent to diaper changing areas. This may indicate the need for the facility to install more hand washing sinks or trash cans adjacent in their diaper changing area, because this may improve their the diaper changing practices and hand washing practices of these child care providers. During our observation, we found there's no universal standards for child care practitioners. CDC covers some areas, OSHA covers the other, and even states have their own regulations. There's no universal standards for all the child care providers to follow. Therefore, to meet this need, we developed a series of 30 child care fact sheets to address this need. So there are 7 topics, such as food handling, diapering, hand hygiene, and outbreak control strategies. They're available free at www.fightback.org/childcare. Feel free to visit and use and share with your friends. And I also have a hard copy with me. If you would like to take a look, you can come to me after the presentation. And each fact sheet includes a scientific section, which is to introduce the rationale behind these practices so that the child care providers know why they should perform these practices. Why is this important? And the second section is the recommended practices to tell them what they should do that we think those practices are practical. So what's the implication of our study? First, we can improve the sanitation practices of child care providers, such as we can use the series of fact sheets to as an intervention method to teach, to educate these child care practitioners of how they should better sanitize the environmental surfaces. Also, they can, by identifying the frequently touched surfaces, they can have an idea of which surfaces they should clean and sanitize on a more frequent basis. As well, there's a few studies conducted to evaluate the quality of hand washing by these child care providers. So from the results of our study, there's low hand washing compliance. Therefore, we can emphasize that there's a need to improve their hand washing practices by these child care providers. So here's my references. This work was supported by the USDA and NIFC. We thank them. To help us, I want us to work together to build a healthier environment for our children. For more information, here's my email address. Feel free to contact me. Thank you.
Thank you.